Robert, thank you. I'm going to throw the candidates a curve right now. It is time for closing remarks. 1 minute each. Joel, I'm going to need you to be on this and have that 30-second sign ready to go. If Ward 5 will say yes to me, we've heard from the mayors a lot. I'd like to give them a chance to breathe. Greg Martin, will you be okay starting with your 1 minute?
Sure.
Okay, if you can just give us 1 second to get started. And audience, yeah. Greg Martin, closing remarks. Ward 5.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that's here tonight. I would, closing remarks, very simple. I would make it both an invitation and a challenge. I would challenge each and every one of you here to come into my ward and learn a little bit about my ward if you've never been there. And the other thing, too, if you come, I will take you over to Truman's Ice Cream, and I will treat every one of you.
We are now moving to Ward 4. Matt Estabrook's closing remarks, sir.
I don't know how to follow that up. 1 minute to close. I would like to ask each and every voter within Tantramar to consider these three things when it comes to casting their vote on the 28th. One, please recognize how important this vote is. It is your voice, your chance to impact the direction taken and decisions made for our community. Two, it is your personal vote made by you based on, upon your own values and interests. Please do not be influenced by others to vote in any specific way. Casting a vote is a huge personal responsibility, so please take the time to educate yourself on the positioning of the candidates on your ballot. Reach out to them directly if you need clarification on anything. And three, this first ever election in Tantramar is so critical. Its outcome has the potential to either bring us together or drive wedges further into our new community.
Thank you, Matt. I'm going to have to cut you off. Ward 4, Sabine Dietz, 1 minute.
Thank you very much. I also can't offer ice cream, but I'll offer to work really hard for all of Tantramar, everybody in Tantramar, not just Ward 4. And I'm hoping that many people get out to vote. That means that your voice is actually on council. It's not just sitting there at home and complaining. I'm hoping that there's a lot of opportunities coming up with Tantramar. I'm actually excited, although scared, of the work that's ahead of us. And I'm really looking forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving now, Ward 3, Mike Tower, 1 minute.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, and I hope that you all get out and vote too, please. Thank you, Carol, and Erica, and Ron, the master of the board. I want everybody to know that I will represent all Tantramar if I am elected to the best of my ability. I will be pushing for a more open, clear communication to the public, which I think everybody needs. I think we need more acknowledgement for Bruce Warwick, who's doing a great job covering tonight, and for Erica, who does a great job also. I think we have to step forward and let the people know that we're hearing them, but we know that they want to hear what we're doing. So thank you.
Thank you. Ward 3, Bruce Finney.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. I've been in this game for over 18 years now. I love this job. I work for everybody. I keep saying I have no friends because I don't allow people to sway me to do this or do that. Everybody's entitled to be represented, and it doesn't matter how much money you make or what kind of a profession you have. The thing is nobody's any better than anybody else. So I hope that the new council can certainly come together and work together because we need to in order to make this work for everybody. Transparency and openness is something I believe in. It's long overdue. It hasn't been happening.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Ward 3, Sahitya Pandorti, closing remarks.
I just wanted to say I'm so happy to see so many people here. I think some of us doubted how much turnout we would get. So thank you so much for showing up, and I know we can trust that you would be showing up to vote too, because if you're here on a Saturday night, you'll be there on the voting day. Please, please, please spread the word of the buses available on the voting day every 30 minutes from the Civic Center to this location because taxi is too expensive. So I hope you all spread the word and everybody gets a chance to vote. Thank you so much. Please go vote.
Thank you. Charles Harvey, also Ward 3.
I'm retired, and I have the desire and time to devote to the council. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. Virgil Hemmick, Ward 3.
Me too. I would like to direct people to my blog. I've written long papers, which I tried to read one. It was too long, but virgilhemmick.com, also Facebook and Twitter. And it gives the why and who I am and what I'm running for. But anyway, I am just one person running for council. We have to work together. It's all about teamwork. And if we can't do that, we're lost. So
thank you. Ward 3 as well, Josh Gauguin.
I'd like to thank everybody for freeing up your Saturday night. I know a lot of people like hockey, and we're probably missing parts of the game. I just want to thank everybody. Again, if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach me on Facebook. I am quite prevalent on there. And I will be making the rounds, and I've already started going around. But again, this is your time to vote, and you guys get to shape the new municipality. Thank you.
Alice Cotton, Ward 3.
Thank you to the committee of people who put this forum together. And thank you to the Church on the Lake for letting us use this space. Thank you, Scott, for your courage to speak out and make us aware of your reality. It is an issue for all of us. Let's get to work on forming an inclusive community which values all of its members. It's time to focus on housing, food security, and mitigation of the impacts of climate change on our environment and our infrastructure. Most importantly, I want to see us develop into a healthy, accessible, diverse, and livable region. I'm very happy to see so many people running for council and mayor. I hope this is reflected in voter turnout and you all encourage your friends and families to vote. I urge Mount Allison students to exercise their right to vote, and I believe they should have representation on our council. Housing reform, food security, job opportunities, public transportation, and active lifestyle projects are all key to a thriving community, one that attracts young families and maintains a quality of life for our seniors. A strong municipal plan with a vision is what I will fight for.
Thank you. Allison Butcher, Ward 3.
Hi. I don't have all the answers. I've never suggested that I do, but I do a good job of working with people. And I'm very excited about the possibility of being able to be a part of working for the new community of Tantramar. We have so many pressing issues now, and I hope to have the opportunity to work as part of the new council to make sure that the town of Tantramar is the best place for us to live. Thanks.
Thank you. Moving now to Ward 2, closing remarks from Barry Hicks.
Thank you for your time this evening. If elected, I will do my best to represent Ward 2 and also work with all the other members of council to make the new town of Tantramar a great place to call home. Best of luck to all the candidates. I would also encourage everyone to get in and vote. This is your chance to cast a vote for the first council in our new town of Tantramar. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. Wendy Epworth, Ward 2.
I think I bring a unique experience and perspective that will serve me well on council. I've worked with an endangered species for 20 years. I've always been trying to solve problems and celebrating even incremental progress. I have built a successful program from the ground up with Fort Folly First Nation, and I enjoy long-standing productive relationships with the First Nations leaders and community members, with federal and provincial representatives, industry, academia, leaders in the nonprofit sectors. Collaboration and levering opportunities to accomplish large-scale initiatives is my sort of day-to-day. I have owned and lost my own small business, impacted by COVID-19 and issues with landlords. This hard time has certainly given me insight into many issues that others are facing. Increased costs of living results in our community members having less to spend in shops and cafes. There are always solutions and always ways to make improvements, but we need to come together as a strong community to make progress on the barriers we are facing in every part of Tantramar.
Thank you. And we will still be with Ward 2. Closing remarks from Natalie Donaher.
Thank you very much, Carol. Much like Wendy, my day job is working in the science department, but I'm at the university as a 9-month technician. We get the summers off, and I think that would be quite helpful as a role as a counselor. And I can just tell you that I respect data-driven decisions. I'm an adamant record keeper, and I like working with folks who all have a shared goal. So my experience with the Local Service District Advisory Council has proven that I'm willing and interested to work for my community governance, even as a volunteer. So we were able to do an amazing grassroots emergency response when we were working with the LSD. It's work that I would like to continue as a potential council seat holder. I'm very excited at the possibilities in this new municipal structure, and I really appreciate everyone who is running for this, both in Ward 2 and elsewhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're moving to Ward 1, Debbie Wiggins-Colwell.
Thank you. Thank everybody for coming out tonight to hear all the questions that the candidates, what they're going to do and what they want to do. This is a great first step in collaboration for working together. Another great step is get out and vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Ward 1, Robert Corkerton.
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to, for the time to be, for me to be able to share with you. My promise is that I will do my best to make Tantramar the place we all enjoy living in and a place that we all want to call home. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now moving to the mayoral candidates. We'll start with Bonnie Swift, closing remarks.
I'm actually concerned about the amalgamation because we actually had councillors up here who actually campaigned against it. And I don't know how they're going to say they're going to make it work if they don't want it. And so I want you to remember that. You know, I didn't want to run for mayor. I ran for mayor because I was happy volunteering for social causes and animal welfare causes and stuff in my community, and I wanted to dedicate my life to that. But I ran for mayor because this is too big to ignore. And I, as your mayor, I want to promise you, I will stay the course for this amalgamation with an open mind and a steady hand. I won't walk out of any process or boycott any meeting. I've seen enough of the grandstanding. This is happening. It's been happening since 2011. We should have been prepared for it. I promise as mayor, I will hold firm. I will work hard, and I will work effectively. And most importantly, I will work for you. Thank you, citizens.
Thank you, Bonnie. We're now moving to Sean Michaud. Closing remarks, mayoral candidate Sean Michaud.
Thank you very much, everyone. And it's council that sets the direction. The mayor kind of helps guide through the process, but it's going to be these individuals that you choose that will set the direction. Someone asked me here a few years ago, why do I do this? It's because someone else did it before me and created a community that was sound for me to grow up in, raise a family in, and work in. And I continue to do this so our communities will be here long after I am not here. On November 28th, I ask for your support, and I ask you to at least get out and vote, whether it's for me or for somebody else. But thank you very much.
Thank you, mayoral candidates as well. Andrew Black.
I guess I'll say the same thing. On November 28th, I'm looking for you to vote for me as mayor of the town of Tantramar. I'm knowledgeable, approachable, and available, and willing to put in the work and find common ground. And as everybody has said here tonight, get out to vote. I can't say it as eloquently as some of them, but please, please get out to vote. I want to thank Bruce, Erica, Carol, and the volunteers, and everyone who came tonight and is listening at home. This is an important event. There's another one at Mount Allison, of course, on Monday night. And if anybody, including Bruce and Erica, or anyone here, knows how we can somehow get the Sackville Tribune, let's call it the Tantramar Tribune, back, come and talk to me.
This is great. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that the candidates actually should extend some thanks to these guys because they were a wonderful audience. An audience, back to them. I'd like to say thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. Thank you, Scott. We wish you well. And ladies and gentlemen, have a safe journey home. Vote, vote, vote. Tell your friends. Have a safe night. Good night.